Is the moon made of water? Is Obama a Satanist? Does the ghost of Walt Disney haunt rival animation studios to this day? There are some things that mankind is not meant to know until now. Please welcome to This Paranormal Life. My name is Kate Greer, and I'm here with my paranormal host,
hello.
Rory Parks.
Hello, how's it going?
How are you doing, Rory?
Is that Walt Disney one real? Is that based on any...
Absolutely not.
No. Oh, damn it! I was like, that could be a good one.
I could have gone with, is what was Walt Disney a Nazi? Wasn't that a thing?
Yes. Very anti-Semitic, apparently. And also he was cryogenically frozen, apparently.
Is that true?
Underneath Disneyland, his body remains. I don't know where that even came from.
We could probably do a Disneyland episode. There's a lot of stuff about Disneyland.
Disney funded a documentary about UFOs.
Really?
When Tomorrowland was launched at Disney World and Disneyland. You know Tomorrowland, their futuristic section?
No.
Well, they have a whole section called Tomorrowland, which is all about like the future and all the rides are like futuristic. That's where Space Mountain is. And to tie in with that, they released an entire documentary, because I watched it, on UFOs and like UFO discoveries and human interaction with UFOs. Wow. It was basically like saying that they're real and the government are lying to us.
That's
like
dope.
Walt, really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
That woke Walt.
Woke Walt,
that's tight.
But we're not going to be talking about Walt Disney today.
We are absolutely not, Roy. How much do you know about black helicopters?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
Like,
that
nothing.
That seems crazy.
I know that they're a thing.
Yeah.
But I know they're black and I know they're helicopters and that is it.
Well, that's kind of fair because I kind of, like, I knew that they were a thing. And I knew that they were one of the big things. They're big sort of paranormal slash conspiratorial topic.
Presumably, I don't know a lot about them. That means they're doing their shit right.
That is right.
Doing it
you
like
are
well.
So right.
Like if I was like, I've known nothing about them, you're like, good. Good.
That's what they want.
Mission accomplished. You were like, do you have an earpiece in? Like, what are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
The Eagles landed.
Yeah. Charlie Foxtrot Bravo, like dart and comes in, hits me in the neck.
Well, maybe you've never noticed the color of a helicopter before, but you should, because it could be the difference between life, death, or internment in a FEMA camp. That's a Federal Emergency Management Agency for you.
Okay.
But we'll get to that later. Well, what is a black helicopter? At its most basic, it is a helicopter that's been created with stealth in mind. Think how loud a normal helicopter is. You know, when everyone knows that sensation of you're trying to get to sleep and, you know, some asshole's growing cannabis.
Flying a helicopter around.
Trolling you. Yeah. Around in circles. Yeah, some asshole's down the street growing cannabis and they're trying to bust his house at 3 a.m. The helicopter's flying, you know.
Does this happen to you?
Yeah, well, apparently that's what they're doing, like, a lot of the time. If they're like, because I used to get this near my place. In Ireland, that they would like hover like around the streets,
scare people.
The idea is that you're doing like infrared scanning, and they scan for grow houses.
What?
Yeah. That's,
oh, because they need heat, right? You need heat to. I don't know anything about growing marijuana. No.
You a narc, bro?
That's insane. That's intense.
Kind of scary.
That's advanced.
So yeah, it's terrifying. So think how loud that normal helicopter is. Now imagine that a black helicopter is silent.
How?
Totally.
How is my first
question? We'll get there. It's not even just science.
Short
it's
answer?
Freaking magic.
Yeah.
No, I said it. You do know. It's invisible.
True.
It's invisible to radar, and so right. black that in the dead of night, it's invisible to the naked eye.
What? No. Like,
it's invisible,
what?
Bro. It's completely invisible,
bro. So they're
not
black. They're invisible.
You tell me that there aren't 12 black helicopters out in that night sky, out the window right now. You tell me you can't see them. Put on these goggles.
These are from a 3D cinema. Put them on.
No, they are Black Hawk helicopter detection devices. It says Odeon on the side. So, let me rewind. Back to 1967, Pueblo, Colorado.
Okay.
Which I've never heard of before, but it doesn't sound like a place that should be in Colorado.
No, Pueblo, Colorado. Not at all.
But anyway, it's real. Trust me. A horse was found dead. 1967, Pueblo, Colorado. Horse was found dead in mysterious circumstances.
Helicopters. It was chopped up by a helicopter.
I know Blade. This. You're learning. You're so fast.
I cannot wait to see how this has any relevance at all to do with a black helicopter, let alone any helicopter.
Jesus. So it's creepy as hell. It was surgically killed. So we're not talking no coyote ran up and grabbed this thing by the throat. Right. It was surgically sliced.
By a man, and, presumably.
Well, let's get there. I would ask that you don't interject with you. Discrediting the helicopters. It was surgically killed and mutilated. So we're talking precise cuts. Its blood had been drained from its body.
What? Drained. Wait, what?
No blood left.
But and the blood wasn't outside of it.
No, it was gone.
It was drunk.
It was
consumed.
Well, yeah.
Shit.
Drained. So sliced up, skin removed.
No, this is getting weirder.
It's very dark. What the hell happened? So word gets out, and at first people thought it was Satanists.
Right, of course.
Which is fair, because it's like when something ridiculous happens, you just go, well, there's a bunch of f***ed up guys living house down the street.
Maybe the guys in the hoods, they're lighting candles.
Yeah, the teens. Like
praying to goats. Yeah, exactly.
To be honest, my Georgie has turned 14 and he did come back covered in blood last night.
you know, there's an animal that was scared. Oh, Satanist, let me Satanist, I guess. Yeah.
We've all been there.
We're all young ones.
You've got a Satan tattoo in your chest.
Yeah, they got like freaking stars like in their on their neck, like tattooed.
Sharp teeth like vampire.
Oh, we've all been there.
But that would be all well and good if this was a one-off incident. But when it started happening more and more, it wouldn't. Well, it would have been Satanists. That would have made sense.
Okay, yeah.
But when it started happening more and more, the pieces of the puzzle just didn't fit. So in 1975, Democratic Senator Floyd K. Haskell, I really had to struggle with that one.
My boy Floyd.
He's a reliable gent. Floyd K. Haskell contacted the FBI. Asking for help due to public concern regarding the issue of these mutilations. He claimed there had been 130 mutilations in Colorado alone, further reports across 9 states. A 1979 FBI report indicated that according to New Mexico State Police, there had been an estimated 8,000 mutilations in Colorado.
What year is this?
That is 1979.
Oh my god.
And that's probably over the last few years. But 8,000 in Colorado alone.
That's way too many. All with the same symptoms, all with the skinned and the blood.
With the same signs. Mutilation. A lot of the time skin removed. A lot of the time drained of blood. And this is creepy. Somehow dropped from a height. They're like all busted up. They've been like dropped from a height.
What? Oh man, okay, sweet. And they're all, what are they? They're all the same animal? They're all different animals?
Because
if they're cows, then I have a lot of weird theories about that.
Yeah, well, it is cows.
Yeah. It's all cows?
Yes, pretty much.
Oh, shit, this is man.
Cattle mutilations of the 70s and 80s, yeah.
Do you know why aliens always stay around cows with, like, hay fields and stuff?
No.
Because when they're abducting humans and they want to, like, raise and breed their own humans, that's the one thing they need, because then the babies get the milk from the cow and the adults get, like, the meat from the cow. So that's what they want. They want to, like, genetically produce their own cows to, like, feed generations of space humans.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
It's crazy, isn't it? I got some freaky stories about that.
Evidence?
I mean, I left it on my other thing. Black helicopter comes down. I hop inside. Take off.
Jim, we'll have a truce that if I don't ask you for evidence, you won't ask me for evidence.
Yeah, that's good. How about Let's make that establishment very early on. Yeah.
So these things have been dropped from a hype. Just when things couldn't get any weirder, April 8th, 1979, 3 police officers in Dulce, New Mexico, reported a mysterious aircraft, a black U.S. military helicopter, or so it seems, hovering above the site where 16 cows had been mutilated.
Okay.
So was it really U.S. government? Or was it the perpetrator returning to the scene of the crime? So you don't really know what happened there. Are they, like, they're investigating? Or it's like, we do know these cars are getting dropped from a height, and now there's U.S. military helicopters hanging out above cow mutilation sites.
Can you imagine, like, Floyd talking with, like, 2 CIA guys? It's like, so I don't know, if you guys can just take a look at it. And they're like, oh, we'll take a look at it. why did you just wink at that guy? Oh, no reason. No, honestly,
no reason. You did it again.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not taking me very seriously.
I think this guy's a real nutcase. It's like, you know, nutcase isn't a phrase exclusive to the FBI. That is a generally used insult. Like, yeah, sure. You're doing crazy signs. It's like, these are not hand gestures.
Anyway, how'd you guys get here? Helicopter. Never mind.
Shit. No, I'm going to take the bus home.
Yeah. Black bus comes in
silently. A bunch of old women get off and just, they get on. Black bus. Oh, God.
In another incident, Mr. Robert Smith Jr. was driving his tractor on his farm in Honey Creek, Iowa. This one is insane. He's in Honey Creek, Iowa, driving his tractor. There had recently been a string of cattle mutilations in the area and across the border in Nebraska, when all of a sudden, two unregistered black twin-engine helicopters opened fire on him and his tractor.
What?
What the hell? Why are helicopters coming out of nowhere and attacking
and firing
random people? So, I mean, this isn't a U.S. military helicopter. This isn't a standard U.S. military helicopter.
Okay.
Obviously. Like, what do they have against this farmer? Word started spreading that mysterious black helicopters were somehow connected to the epidemic of cattle mutilations across the country. The media helped disseminate this theory. In the movie Capricorn 1, black helicopters chased down three astronauts trying to reveal that their mission to Mars was faked. However, the helicopters in the film behave more like living things rather than vehicles, and at one point turn to face each other as if they're talking to each other. But this video, which you can look up, Capricorn 1 black helicopter scene, this shows you how people were starting to think. It shows you that back at this point, people were going, okay, these things don't belong to the military. They don't belong to the police. What the hell are they? Are they living things? Jesus. Are they communicating with each other? But the idea of black helicopters really entered the public dialogue when Hal Lindsey wrote about them in the best-selling book, The Late Great Planet Earth. Lindsey theorized that the book of Revelations?
Yes.
And, you know, the plagues, the biblical plagues.
End of the world style. Yeah.
That the plague of locusts in the book of Revelations
are helicopters?
Cobra attack helicopters.
Mate, well, who's to say that he's wrong?
I mean, it's
me,
just some
I guess,
stuff
for one.
Yeah, me too. While we're at it.
Well, think about it. So, like, you have people off in India, in countries that, you know, there's tribes that haven't been, you know, reached by the outside world yet. When they see planes, they presumably think, you know, they've been referred to as like giant metallic, like birds soaring through the sky. Maybe when the premonition was made in Revelations, they see these things in the distance, hundreds of them. They're like locusts. Yeah. Locusts, that's what they are. But
that's it. Because they didn't have that frame of reference.
Exactly.
So who knows?
Exactly.
Is it possible the same black helicopters that terrorized Colorado in the 60s and 70s were also present in the Old Testament of the Bible?
No.
I'm sorry. Please suspend disbelief, sir. Does this mean they're time traveling?
No. No, of course not.
Are they transdimensional?
Can they
move in and out of time using futuristic technology to go back in time to the Book of Revelations?
Oh, this makes so little sense. Why? Oh, why? I'm so confounded. Like, what is the reason behind this? Because when this started, I assumed that this was like secret government technology. Is it though? Because you're saying like the FBI don't know about it and they're now transdimensional and they like haunted Jesus or something.
You see, it's because it goes above the FBI. You need to stop, bro. You're always thinking in terms of the FBI, CIA. Look, listen. There are tiers of government beyond the FBI, beyond the CIA, beyond the United States. The New World Order, the Illuminati, okay? You need to start thinking in terms of that, the one world government. Traveling back in time. Anyway.
Because I don't know a lot about them.
I'm getting riled up.
I'm riled up.
The crazy thing is, that is legit a best-selling book, The Late Great Planet Earth.
But
it's a very popular book.
Fiction? it's not fact, is it? Like, it's not like a... like a prediction of what's going to happen or what is happening.
Well, I'll be honest, if I was a better researcher, I would have actually read the thing. Moving on. What we do know, whether they were in the Book of Revelations, we do know that black helicopters are real.
Okay.
A certain black helicopter expert known as Barack Obama was asked about the existence of black helicopters.
No way.
In a recent podcast with Mark Maron.
They cornered him.
They cornered him.
Can we get him on ours?
Absolutely. Let's just let's pause, tweet him, and then we'll just dead air.
There's no more episodes of the podcast from then on. We get shut down.
Yeah, exactly.
The sound of helicopters. Yeah. Put in the sound of helicopters and gunfire here.
And on the podcast, he admitted, quote, "There are black helicopters, but we generally don't deploy them on U.S. soil."
That was a great Obama impression as well. Stellar.
I've been practicing all day. I really should have more research and less Obama practice. So we do know they exist. Obama himself, the head of the New World Order, I mean, United States of America, admitted that they exist, that right. they do deploy them internationally. And he says not on Shit. U.S. soil. But, I mean, these stories are begged to
differ. That's him saying black helicopters exist. Yes. He hasn't said that transdimensional, soundless, transparent helicopters have been deployed in
foreign and that's why Mark Maron's a hack, because he didn't ask those hard-hitting questions.
You got to follow up, man. Really, if you've got Obama's ears, if you've got his
ears, my God,
chew on him. Chew on those ears and get some freaking info out
of
him.
Suck on his ears, please.
Because that would be my follow-up, absolute follow-up. It's almost like, you know, it's like a tactic for when you want something. Mm-hmm. You do like a low-ball question, yeah. and then you're like, if he's like, I can't possibly comment on black helicopters, you're like, oh, fine. I guess, what about aliens then? Are they real? See if he slips up a little bit. And then if you won't do that one, then go back to the helicopters.
I thought you were going to say, like, okay, do helicopters exist? And he's like, what? Yes. Well, what about black one? Oh, you got it.
Oh, yeah.
You're good well at played. This. You're good at this.
That is worrying that he made a slight verbal confirmation of the existence of black helicopters.
Yeah, because you have to bear in mind, I agree. He did not say that they were in the Book of Revelations. That's true. He did not say that they were literally the plague of locusts, that the rivers ran red with black helicopters.
Helicopter oil.
But he wasn't just talking about black helicopters. He was asked about the conspiracy idea of black helicopters, the fact that there are
who let him on a podcast. He's leaking shit like everywhere.
He's a Snowden of himself. This
you
is
just
ridiculous.
Know that, like, off camera, the like I bodyguards know. Are like doing the
and he's
the
just looking back, like, he's going, "Troops getting in, who gives a shit?"
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
Podcasts aren't gonna be big.
I'm going kite surfing with Richard Branson, which is what he did, by the way. Did you see those photos? That was like the first thing he did. That was
and
amazing.
For all we know, he was hanging on the back of a freaking helicopter. If you use technology to auto-enhance and zoom outwards, he's hanging on to 8 black helicopters.
8 of them. And they're all facing each other, So, how far does the rabbit hole go? Many believe that the United Nations are using black helicopters to deploy secret agents of the New World Order to prepare a global communist takeover.
Okay.
But is that as deep as we can go, Rory? That's what I want to know. Tied into Lindsay's theory that the biblical locusts were actually helicopters, there is a theory that the black helicopters are actually life forms. Created by the New World Order agencies via nanobiotechnology, which is not a word I'd ever read before, the primary purpose is to spy on the activities of citizens so that when the New World Order invasion takes place, they will round up citizens for elimination.
Helicopters will?
Absolutely.
Okay. Why would you listen to a helicopter?
Because they got guns and whatnot. Didn't you see they attacked that guy in the tractor?
I guess, yeah.
Come on, you wouldn't obey an attack helicopter.
I just find that so... Because I would just assume there's a man inside the helicopter.
Yeah, but he's like a faceless man. Imagine looking in, it's like kind of like anime, like gloss over his face, you can't really see.
I just love the idea of like me coming outside my house and the helicopter's like, get to Sector 12 now. I'm like, it's okay, I'll do whatever you want, mister. He's like, I'm not a mister, I'm the helicopter. And then like that would immediately be such a huge thing to move past. Like I was already going to do what they wanted, but now I'm like, wait, what?
It's what? Don't ask questions.
It doesn't matter, but I'm a sentient helicopter. Just move past that and go to Sector 12. It's like, no, I'm not going to move past that. How?
You move past it when there are guns blazing and you're trying to drive a tractor in Colorado, okay? To substantiate this claim, there actually are hundreds of reports of black helicopters hovering above residences, following people, chasing UFOs and doing all sorts of stuff. And you can actually watch these videos online. I did some of this research myself. There are many videos out there of black helicopters in different situations. Yes, you know, some of those videos are going to turn out to be bogus. Yes, some of them are, you know, are not important. They might be different things. They could be Coast Guard. They could be...
regular helicopters.
It could be a normal helicopter, not run by the Illuminati, obviously. but there are hundreds of reports out there. So just in the vein of this, this is going to be a bumpy ride, I'll warn you right now.
All right.
But we'll delve quickly into the world of how black helicopters are believed to operate in the most fantastic form of that idea.
Okay, okay.
Helicopters start out as seed crystals.
Oh, Jesus.
They're injected into biological host organisms, typically cattle, but occasionally humans, either by human technicians or by other black helicopters. These crystals can be
sprayed. So the helicopters are banging crystals?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Are you going to keep interrupting?
If you'll hold your tongue for 1 second, sir, we'll continue on the lesson.
What about this doesn't make any sense? These crystals can be sprayed from military or civil aircrafts, which then enter the body of a host via food or the water supply. And once there, it develops into a microscopic black helicopter, or an MBH.
There's no need for that abbreviation, because no one's going to say that in their lives.
The amount I'm about to say it, Rory, you're going to need to be... No, not really. After a few weeks, they grow to 20 or 30 centimeters in length and burst forth from the guts of their host. And this is where the cattle mutilations bullshit. Come in.
How? Why did it... No. So the cows take off into the air.
No, they just... And then... It just busts out of the cow, like alien style, like out of the stomach.
Like and a little blade?
Yeah. And that's why we find these surgical slices out of these cattle. They just explode
right.
out of them. And their
okay.
blood has been harvested to make the black helicopter in the first place.
So it's like a husk at this point.
Exactly.
Because it's been sucked up. It's just blood helicopters.
Infected cattle can also be under control of these black helicopters when they're inside them, causing them to become New World Order agents, misleadingly termed mad cows. Ever heard of mad cow disease, Rory?
Oh, damn.
Black helicopters
inside
their
the
blood.
Cows. Yes! It's all coming together now. That's foot and it. Mouth disease? Nah, more like blade in body disease.
Cancer? More like black helicopters.
Inside of humans. Yeah.
Common cold? More like common black helicopter. Okay. Anyway, one possible link to the theory of black helicopters is the slightly older legend of black Volgas. Do you ever heard that one?
Like a car?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Just like black helicopters terrorize North America today, black Volgas were cars deployed in the Cold War era, Eastern Bloc around Poland, Russia, Belarus, and Ukraine.
They're just cars.
And they abducted people, Rory.
That happens all the time, though. People with cars abduct people every single day.
Were there vampires in the cars abducting people? Were there vampires? They abducted children, Roy. We have the documents. According to different versions of the legend, they were driven by priests, nuns, vampires, Satanists, or Satan himself. Okay?
Satan himself! Why does he need a car? Maybe he's the Dark Lord. This is mental. Do you think... So, like, by this logic, way early on in the past, they had, like, black wagons... used to like ride around like haunting people and like grabbing cowboys and Indians off the freaking streets.
Insane. Well, yeah, you have to say it's a kind of dope ride for Satan to be like riding around in. This is a local legend in the Eastern Bloc was that you know, if you were a kid, if a car pulled up, a black Volga pulled up, you would not go near it because it might be the last thing you ever do. That Satan or a priest or a vampire would abduct you.
I love that like nowadays you have to teach children like don't go near like why vans or strangers offer you candy because it might be a kidnapper or it might be a pedophile, but these kids were like it might be the devil, so don't go near it.
Yeah, you will burn in hell for an eternity.
Exactly.
How about that?
He will suck you in with a wave of fiery blood and consume your soul.
Literally, this is where the comparison comes in, because the legend went, children were being kidnapped by these black Volgas and their blood was being harvested as a cure for rich Westerners and Arabs that suffered from diseases, aka New World Order agents. Were these Volgas the same living organisms created using nanobiotechnology as today's black helicopters?
No.
Media and public attention to black helicopters continues to today. Even in recent years, first-term Republican Northern Idaho Representative Helen Chenoweth tried to enforce the Endangered Species Act as armed federal agents and black helicopters were landing on Idaho ranchers' property. She told the New York Times, quote, "Enough people in my district have become concerned that I just can't ignore it. and we have proof.
You're about to lay down some solid proof? You put like a dead cow on the table. But Jesus, man.
Filled with tiny helicopters.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You say Mattel on the side. You bought these and it's done. No, I don't have any proof. Absolutely not. So, I know I've taken us quite a wild ride here. We know they exist. Obama himself admitted that they exist. Not right, just right. Helicopters painted black. He admitted to stealth helicopters for secret operations, secret agents operating internationally.
Yeah.
Are they harvesting children's blood? I don't know. Are they sentient beings created through nanobiotechnology for the Illuminati to control the world's population? That is the question.
That is the question. So, we got two lines here.
Yes.
We got two lines. One of them goes down the path of military-designed stealth helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
And I completely believe that those do exist.
Yes.
Because I'm fairly sure, weren't they used to kill Osama bin Laden?
Yes.
Right? Didn't like they drop SEAL Team 6 in with like a super silent stealth chopper, essentially?
Yeah. I like the way you say SEAL Team 6, like you know them personally.
Yeah, my boys. Terry, Jerry, I don't know why they all end with Ari.
I like the idea of those guys can drop in. So, did you ever think why we're called SEAL Team 6? What happened to the first, like, five SEAL teams?
Probably nothing. Probably just a favorite number. I just realized something shit scary.
Okay.
They never, right? Osama bin Laden, didn't they, like, say that they, like, dumped his body in the ocean?
Like Megatron from...
Put him in the... What is that place called? The Mariana Trench? Yeah. Dumped him in there with the AllSpark. No, because right there, like, on the way back, it's like they dumped him in the ocean, right?
Was that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. Yeah, probably, right.
It's like, on the way back, they killed him, they had the body, and on the way back, they dumped him in the ocean. Right,
because they didn't want anyone to... Okay, to have
something like that, yeah?
Yes, because that was a conspiracy, was
it? Yeah, was that no one ever saw him.
There was no body.
What if,
hashtag where is the body?
What if they took him in a black helicopter and like sucked his blood or did some crazy stuff with? Because it was like it wasn't SEAL Team 6. It was just a helicopter, possibly piloted by the devil himself. I don't know. I don't know why the devil is working with America to take down number one terrorist. You and think he like, would be into that sort of thing?
He's like, I have to be back in Russia to absorb children's blood and. 3 hours.
You mentioned like the devil like waking up and be like, what should I do today? It's like, well, whatever you're gonna do, like, these terrorists are doing really horrible stuff. It's like, what? It's like, no, I can do much more horrible stuff. And it's like, are you seriously, dude? You see, they're like bombing people and things. He's like, that's my job. It's like, just to like trick him into one of these helicopters and like dump him in the water.
He's definitely British, by the way. We've established that.
The devil's British?
Yeah.
Oh, totally, sure. Totally. Because he only shows up and he's all classy and he's got his little contract.
Yeah.
Like, would you like to sign this?
Is. Why is he always like suave?
Because he's like, he's devilishly charming.
I suppose that was...
Is that a word?
Explain anything. Yeah, it is. That's true. But I suppose that was it. He was like the brightest and best of the angels, wasn't he? He was like the brightest, best angel. And then he like, I don't know, like it.
I don't know, man. He's a little shit. He wasn't happy. Screw heaven. Screw paradise.
That's a very good line of inquiry, though.
I mean, it's not, but it's just fun to talk about.
Oh, come on. That is a legitimate question. We don't know what happened with that body. And we know that it was black helicopter.
Exactly.
They did it.
So at what point did it become more than just a stealth chopper and become a sentient, blood-sucking machine?
Yes. So where do you stand on the sentient, blood-sucking machine business?
I think that it's... bullcrap. Okay. I think that is bullcrap.
Okay.
I think people've seen helicopters.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Guys, the government gets up to some shady crap. I'm on, this is my testimony right now. Mm-hmm. Hand on this cup of tea because I don't have a Bible. But
this is Trump's America, really.
I swear on it. There's some crazy stuff going on out there in the form of helicopters. Do I think that those helicopters are sentient beings grown in the stomachs of cows and other creatures and some are born microscopic?
Well, then how do you describe the cattle mutilations, Rory?
I don't know. There's tons of, you know, okay. There's lots of reasons why animals die.
Yeah.
Not mutilation, though. And the fact that there were so many
around
a helicopter area,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. That is a bit weird.
I don't know why I'm busting your balls, because I think it's a whole load of horseshit, too. For sure. We have established, though. As Obama said, the black helicopters are real. They are out there. You better watch out for them. But they're not going to like talk to you anytime soon.
No.
They're not going to bust into your head and take over your brain.
I don't think we have to worry about it. No. I think cattle mutilation is aliens.
Yeah. I think that's a whole other story.
Oh, yo, I got some weird ass freaking cattle mutilation stories that he's gonna like rustle your jimmies. He'll be terrified.
Well, terrified. I think that just about wraps it up for the case of the black helicopters and this paranormal life. Yep. If you have black helicopter footage, please send it to us. So that's it from Bloodsucking Satanist Helicopters this week. Please join us next week for more paranormal tales on This Paranormal Life. If you enjoyed this week's episode, the best way to support This Paranormal Life is to rate and review us on iTunes. The more 5-star reviews that we have, the more this podcast grows and we can continue to bring you a new paranormal tale each and every week.
If you have your own paranormal stories that you'd like us to investigate, email us in at thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com.